Hello, and welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I'm your host, Short Nerdy Guy. How is it going? It is getting hot over here in California. Good news is businesses are starting to go back to being curbside, which is great. It's a great move. We're getting a lot of great stuff going on. But let's talk about some stuff really fast. Well, not fast, because that's why you listen. And thank you to whoever listens to this garbage of a podcast, because I'm recording off of Beats headphones and a cracked screen iPad. So if you've ever wondered why the audio sounds pristine garbage, that is why. Last week, didn't do a show because needed a little break, do some things, and, you know, do some things. Also, within that break, I stumbled upon, I know I'm late to the game on this, but I stumbled upon a show on Amazon Prime called Mrs. Maisel. She starts out as a housewife. She's got everything she wants. She's got a nice apartment house, two kids, a great husband. She sees her family all the time. It's great. Then it just spirals out of control because, for some reason, the husband's ego is very small and very fragile. So he can't take a lot of criticisms or saying that, you know, if he sucks at comedy, then he decides to, you know, just root his life up and say, you know what, we're done. But it's also depicting how women were supposed to be treated in the 50s. But the reason why the show got me was because Mrs. Maisel is, she goes up on stage one night dressed in, you know, her nightie and a robe, and just talks about her life. Just bangs out a great, maybe 5-minute set about how horrible she just got left for. And so, you know, she's trying to be a stand-up comedian, and people are not realizing how funny she is and what she's doing outside of life and stuff like that. It's a really good show. I'm on season 2. And it also's got Lenny Bruce in it, which I'd heard that name from other comedy podcasts that I love watching. And I thought that the guy that's portraying Lenny Bruce, I thought Lenny Bruce was actually still alive. Turns out, no, Lenny Bruce died way in the 50s. So that was squashed for me. But this guy who's playing Lenny Bruce, he plays him is pretty well. It's pretty good. So, excuse me. Ugh. All right, so let's talk some Marvel real quick. So Marvel Studios and Kevin Feige are reportedly working on a Ghost Rider project with, it's not going to be Robbie Reyes, like it was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they were talking about making Robbie Reyes as its own series on Hulu. But they've squashed all of that now. What they're going to do is they're going back to Blaze, to Johnny Blaze. And so there's, you know, obviously there's been a lot of fan art and a lot of fan swelling on the internet saying that you should, and I have been saying this too, you should get Keanu Reeves to play Johnny Blaze. I mean, who better can play Johnny Blaze than Keanu Reeves? It's not Nicolas Cage, because Nicolas Cage was impersonating Elvis trying to play Johnny Blaze. So it worked for the first time I saw it, and then afterwards I was just like, this movie's horrible. So, I mean, think of it this way. Keanu Reeves has his own bike company. He knows how to actually ride a bike, and he can do his own stunts on the motorcycle, and it's going to be made by the MCU Kevin Feige Marvel. So why not Just get Keanu Reeves. I don't see why you would not do that, because that is just like one of those picks of like, oh, Robert Downey Jr. is gonna be playing Iron Man. So you're just like, oh, so Iron Man's gonna be playing Iron Man? Or Chris Evans getting to play Captain America. It's just like a perfect fit. So obviously that's not a confirmed thing of Keanu Reeves being Johnny Blaze, but I think there's no one else that can play Johnny Blaze as better, best, no, no, as better, what am I trying to say? No one can play Johnny Blaze in a live-action MCU movie better than Keanu Reeves. There you go. That's what I was trying to say, and it took me a minute. Apologize. All right. The Daredevil rumors swirling around saying that Charlie Cox is going to come back to reprise his role as Matt Murdock in the Spider-Man 3 movie. Two things. One, that's a rumor, and it's been squashed. So it's been squashed in two ways. Charlie Cox is not coming back to being Daredevil. If they're going to get a Daredevil in Spider-Man 3, it's not going to be Charlie Cox. So, which sucks because Charlie Cox makes a great Matt Murdock and a Daredevil. I would love to see those two go back and forth in the MCU universe. Thirdly, in the Marvel news, there's Secret Wars in development at Marvel Studios. So if you don't know, Secret Wars is a comic book series where somehow the Cosmic Cube becomes a sentient little girl. She is been told, the Red Skull convinces her to rewrite history. That happens. Captain America becomes a Hydra Captain America, and he takes over and he starts recruiting other people into his shield slash Hydra unit. So with the stuff that has happened in like Winter Soldier, and then the stuff that's happened in the Agents of Shield show, they're gonna build off of that, I believe, as a spin, like a spin-off or miniseries, something like that, to show what if Hydra won and Hydra, furtherly seeded its way up the ranks in Shield. So, which, I mean, everyone lost their mind when Captain America said "Hail Hydra" in Endgame. So imagine having a show like that, or a mini series that has an actual Hydra Captain America, or an actual Punisher Captain, Punisher Hydra agent, or a Black Widow Hydra agent. It just would seem pretty cool, but I don't think that's what they're gonna do. If they were doing Secret Wars, they're probably gonna do it in the Shield, Agents of Shield universe type scenario. So we probably wouldn't get any big name superheroes in that Secret Wars. So, yeah. Also, I believe if that is not the Secret Wars that they're talking about, let's see here. Because there's two. Well, sorry. There's Secret Wars and there's Secret Empire. So either way, they wouldn't get high characters in either one, because in Se in now that my brain has started to work again, Secret Wars was when Spider-Man had first gotten the black suit, because he was up in space, and let's see here. Let's make sure I'm telling you the correct information. Okay. Okay, Secret Wars is in 2004-2005 comic book storyline published by Marvel Comics, a 5-issue miniseries written by a number of titles of the books. It's loosely based on a classified operation told by Miss among the high-ranked officers of the United States Intelligence Committee during Bendis' childhood. The storyline involves a large-scale superhero crossover featuring Marvel characters such as Spider-Man, Captain America, Wolverine, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Nick Fury, fighting for a wide range of supervillains who have recently high-teched arsenal for a mysterious benefactor. The first issue was published in April 2004, and though the intent originally is a bi-monthly publication, in the face of long delays, it was complete with issue 5's publication in December 2005. The aftermath of the series was explored in the stories of The Pulse, and Bendis has gone on to using many of the same characters in the new Avengers titles. This event begins as an 8-year-long series crossover event ending with Avengers versus the X-Men. Okay, so there turns out there is several Secret Wars. So there's the Secret Wars one in the 80s, like I said, where that's where Spider-Man gets his first black suit. There's Secret Wars 2. There's Secret Invasion, that's where the Skrulls are. Avengers Disaster, New Avengers. Secret Wars in 2015. That's where Von Doom turned that's where the Ultimate Universe and the 616 Universe were colliding with each other. And then somehow Dr. Doom was able to not collide, but connect both worlds and make it into this Game of Thrones type of universe where he was the all-seeing king. So yeah, so I was correct on several accounts. Also, in Secret Wars, there's a Secret Wars in 2015 where, yes, that's where Von Doom became turned Marvel into a Infinity a Game of Thrones universe. The Secret Wars that they're so okay, so as you're going through this, you're listening with me and I'm finding out more about which actual Secret Wars this is going to be. Again, this seems like a lot that if the MCU was going to do, would have to bring back Chris Evans, would have to have the X-Men already established, and would have to have Daredevil established. Because either way, either all three Secret Wars from each era have a Captain America, a Spider-Man, some X-Men, some Fantastic Four, just a lot of Marvel characters that the MCU has not been up on screen yet, but are eventually going to. So I don't know how that Secret War would work. If they're in production to do that, it just may again, that could also be speculation or rumors that a website decided to just not read the whole article and just put that up. Who knows? Here's another case of a website not really reading all the facts, just putting up a headline and getting you to click. The title of this article was called Punisher Season 3 Synopsis and When It's Going to Be Aired. Now, when I clicked on it and read the article, it was blatantly just saying what the plot was for the first two seasons. Then it says, sadly, there's not going to be a third season because it got canceled on Netflix. So we don't know when the third season is coming out or, what the plot line is for. Which, after I clicked on that and I read it, I was like, well, that's not anything what the title said. So, that's about it for that Punisher news. Also, the reason why it's not going to be made is they're still looking for a streaming service as well. So, Discovery Season 3 is going to take a little bit longer because of the COVID-19. If you haven't had a chance to see Discovery, Star Trek Discovery, Season 1 and 2, you should, because it is a very good. It's got some holes. It's got its problems, but it's a great prequel Star Trek show that is not a prequel to Enterprise, because the Enterprise is in this universe. But it's not focusing on who is in the Enterprise or, all that stuff. It's focusing on this team of Discovery. That's it. New Mutants is finally come is up on digital pre-order on Amazon. So that means New Mutants is coming to digital finally, because that movie has been put through the wringer enough, and they just need to show it on digital so we can all see it, and we can all either A, talk trash about it, or B, go, that one's so bad. So, I mean, I'm up for watching New Mutants. I want to see it tonight, but it's on pre-order. There's no prices listed yet, and it's up on the Amazon, British Amazon, not American Amazon, because I've looked for the American in the American Amazon pre-orders, and it has no recollection of a New Mutants. So, all right. Cyberpunk is putting out a teaser in June to talk about, who knows, talk about the game, talk about the new Xbox that's coming out, talk about thinking about a lot of things, because we're getting, now that they've had to hold off on their press junket of releasing press releases and stuff that they've started wanting to release, like they've released a 1 terabyte hard drive, a Xbox controller, Xbox headphone, Cyberpunk headphones, Cyberpunk controller, a limited edition Cyberpunk Xbox One X. So I can't wait to see what this event's going to be, because I am really excited for that game. And then I believe that is all I got. For oh, Taika Waititi, sorry, Taika Waititi has been confirmed to make a new Star Wars movie. Now, Taika Waititi is a great director. He's made, I've seen Jojo Rabbit, which was really good, and Thor Ragnarok that was really good, and he directed one of the Mandalorian episodes. That was also really good, but we'll have to wait and see what even happens. How he's gonna get this Star Wars off the ground first, because we all know when there's a new announcement for Star Wars movies, it takes a while for it to get going. So we'll see how that goes. One more, and then the last thing is that Kevin Smith's report saying that Kevin Smith's Masters of the Universe cartoon is gonna have a more Game of Thrones vibe. It's not gonna be from saying Game of Thrones vibe, meaning it's not going to be the bright, colorful Eternia, or Adam is not going to be in his little pink One Piece vest type thing. It's going to be a little darker. I believe Castle Grayskull is going to get a little darker and a little scarier if we're going to Game of Thrones style. I don't know. I'm still excited to see this. I'm still also excited to see the other He-Man Masters of the Universe, like 3D animated series as well. I'm excited for the toys, but I don't know. Saying that a cartoon from the 70s about a buff guy wearing a pink vest holds up a magic sword and says he has the power and turns into this like buff superhero guy. And then you're going to turn that into a Game of Thrones style. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's going to work, but there's still no production stills for it. There's still no trailer for it. There's no other poster. There's been one poster that has the sword floating in the mouth of Castle Grayskull, but that's the only poster we've gotten since last August. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how it works. So, all right, guys, that is going to be it for me tonight. Remember, stay safe, stay home, be good to each other, and have a great weekend.